CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Summer is officially here, and it has become big time hot. Millions of Americans are under extreme weather alerts, facing triple digit temps. So how do you stay cool when it is so hot outside?
Make sure that you have sunscreen, wear loose and light colored clothing.
We get more from CBS's Peter King.
Forecasters say the first wave of extreme heat will hit from Colorado through the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, the Gulf, and parts of the Ohio Valley. Then it moves east with triple digits from Boston down to the southeast. Columbia, South Carolina ER Dr. Amanda Statton is worried about heat stroke.
Signs and symptoms of heat stroke are confusion or altered mental status. Sometimes people can be unconscious. A lot of times they stop sweating. Heat stroke is an emergency, so it's important if you notice somebody with these symptoms to call 911.
Health officials everywhere are reminding people to drink plenty of water. Keep some with you wherever you go this weekend.
Former Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil walked out of an ICE detention center in Louisiana just hours after a federal judge ordered him released. He condemned what he called the Trump administration's racist immigration policies.
Justice will prevail, no matter what this administration may try to portray that immigrants are, whether criminals or any of that.
He said he was leaving behind hundreds of men housed at the detention center who should not be there. President Trump remains concerned Iran is very close to having a nuclear weapon and was asked about one of his cabinet members who may not be on the same page.
What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
Following his comments, Gabbard took to social media and blasted the media for intentionally taking her March testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee out of context. As the conflict intensifies, the president's left the door open for a diplomatic resolution, saying he'll decide within 2 weeks whether the U.S. will formally join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. A new settlement's been reached with Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. Dr. Celine Gounder tells us.
The big sticking point has been legal immunity. So the Supreme Court rejected the original settlement deal because that would have shielded the Sackler family from other lawsuits, including from victims. So that forced a renegotiation of the settlement.
This one's a $7.4 billion payout. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
A new chapter for a former National Teacher of the Year.
Al-Hassan Suso has received several awards for teaching.
I teach in the South Bronx. The district I teach in is the poorest congressional district in the United States.
Now, the New York Times reports he's devoting a $25,000 award he won to fund a teacher prize in Gambia, his country of birth. He had hoped to use a State Department grant, but that's apparently now a victim of Trump administration cutbacks. Suso has sent money previously to help teachers in Gambia, a country where around 90% of kids are not taught reading and math. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
You might want to change your passwords. There's been another major data breach. According to Forbes, a staggering 16 billion have been leaked across multiple platforms, potentially affecting millions of users. It includes logins for social media, VPNs, and user accounts for numerous tech giants, including Apple, Facebook, and Google. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the low 70s. This weekend, sunny, hot, humid and breezy with an extreme heat warning. Highs upper 90s, heat index triple digits. Next round of storms into Monday. It's 71 right now.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you, baby. thank you, baby.
Like a bird.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
My mind, your love is so.
the moments we two can share.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life.